If you ask someone else to do work for you, for example, to develop a website, then you need a contract before you engage them to give you the copyright. Otherwise, they will own the rights in the site.
Hello, and welcome to Brandtuned, the only podcast on branding that covers IP, which is intrinsic to business and brands. I'm Shireen Smith, lawyer, brand strategist, and curious business owner, keen to discover the secrets of effective brand building to create a successful business.
Copyright is a wide-ranging subject that all businesses need to be aware of. It's arguably the most universally relevant IP right. Copyright covers written materials, computer programs, music, paintings, art, and so many other things, logos, packaging, websites. However, it's not possible for copyright to cover names. So copyright protects original expressions and not ideas themselves as well. So if someone were to suggest an idea to you to execute, such as an unusual looking picture of a bird, or gave you an idea for a plot, you as the creator would own copyright in the picture or plot you produce. And the person who gave you the idea will have no rights whatsoever in the work that you produce, unless the contract between you agrees otherwise. So ideas do not give people any rights. It doesn't matter if you came up with an idea first. A question that often comes up is whether you can copyright your name. And some people actually wonder whether copyright prevents them from using particular words for their product or business. Even newspapers and popular online publications make the basic mistake sometimes of reporting names as being copyrightable. In fact, names are not protected by the law of copyright. It's trademarks that protect names. It was in a case back in 1982, Exxon Corp, where it was decided that copyright does not protect names. The company unsuccessfully applied to stop Exxon insurance consultants calling themselves Exxon, arguing that it had copyright in the name because they had spent a lot of money to have the name developed for them. In a landmark decision, the UK Court of Appeal disagreed and took the view that it's not possible to have copyright in a name because a name is too brief. Regardless of how much investment or time is put into the creation of a name, no matter how clever it is, from a policy point of view, the court decided to keep names out of copyright protection. Instead, names are protected through the law of trademarks. Some famous examples of slogans which are also protected by trademarks are Nike's Just Do It and L'Oreal's Because You're Worth It. What does this mean for you? Well, for names and slogans, you need to turn to trademark law for guidance, while for other works, such as those outlined at the beginning of this piece, as examples of copyright works, generally you need to make sure you own copyright in them. For example, make sure that photographs, you know who's got the rights to use them. If you ask someone else to do work for you, for example, to develop a website, then you need a contract before you engage them to give you the copyright. Otherwise, they will own the rights in the site. If an agency helps you to choose a brand name, then unless you agree otherwise in the legal agreement between you, you will have exclusive rights to the name. they will have no claim to it. It's important to get an expert in trademark law to help you to see whether the name is legally effective and available. Then registering a trademark is the sensible step to make sure you own the rights in the name. It's important as you will be generating goodwill and brand equity in the name.
If you've enjoyed the podcast, why not join my newsletter to receive fortnightly updates giving more insights on aspects of brand creation and brand building? Just download my 7 costly mistakes with your business and brand and you'll be added. Details are in the show notes.